Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Prepare to sing the last song. There is a lot of singing going on these days. In fact, humans have been singing since the dawn of times, and throughout our history, we continue to sing. We sing about good things and we sing about bad things. Regardless of the genre, songs are special as they communicate our feelings. They speak about our passion and pain and purpose. Songwriters are special people, and good songwriters are even more special. Today, we're going to talk about what is leading up to the singing of the last song. If I say the book of Jude, would you know what I'm talking about? Jude is the second to last book in the Bible, an unusual book written by someone special. It is unusual because the book is only one chapter with 25 verses, but it is written by someone special because Jude is said to have been the brother of Jesus. Jude writes a short letter to a special people, not defined by race or color or nationality. They are not limited to a particular time in history. Jude writes to people who are distinguished by their connection with God, and in writing to that group of persons, he pronounces a triple blessing on them. To those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. I would want to say to you that if you are in that category of persons, that you qualify to read the book or listen to this message, but I will leave it open to anyone who cares to continue reading. Jude makes a statement that draws you into his world, into his thoughts. He says, "I would have wanted to write to you about the common thing that we share, salvation, and that would have been a good subject to write about. Salvation from sin and unto relationship with God is a subject that we cannot write too much about, a subject that is so important to us." But instead, Jude says that he felt a strong compulsion to write about something different. We can talk about salvation another time, but for today, I must engage you in this very important issue. I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted in God's holy people. What does he mean that we who have received salvation, that we need to contend for the faith that God has given us? Jude is saying to us that your faith, your identity as children of God, that special thing that God has brought you into called the family of God, you need to stand up and defend it. You need to fight for the cause of Jesus Christ. Jude is saying that there are some people within the church today who are evil and you don't know it. You don't realize that they are in leadership, that they are singing on the choir with you, that they sit beside you each time you go to church. They are active in various ministries in the church. These people, he says, are those who operate under the cover of church membership, but they are really practicing immorality and making a mockery of Jesus, that in their hearts they do not really acknowledge Jesus as the sovereign and Lord. Wow, surely this cannot be true. He's making this up, right? Think again. Jude uses numerous examples to cause us to sit up and pay attention. He talks about the children of Israel who God had brought out of slavery in Egypt and was taking them to the promised land. Jude said that some of them did not really believe that God could do what he said. They were Israelites, all right, going to the promised land, but it did not take long for them to show their true colors, their unbelief. And God had to deal with them. They died in the wilderness because God did not want them to come into the promised land, not honoring him as the true God. He talked about some angels in heaven who decided to do their own thing and abandon their God assignment. What happened to them? God kicked them out, and right now they are in a holding cell waiting for their eternal punishment. No chance of getting a second go around. He talked about the community of Sodom and Gomorrah and surrounding cities, that this was a large group of persons who engaged in sexual immorality and perversion, practices that God totally condemns. They were destroyed by fire, and it was an example of what is to come for those who reject God. Jude says that this is not just history, my friend. This is going on in the churches today. These people are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Jude is not speaking to those people. He is speaking to you. Don't worry, because it will all come to a head when Jesus comes to judge the world. And these people who pretend to be but are not Christians, they are going to be eternally punished by God. So what about the rest of us, Jude? Remember, he started off by saying, contend for the faith that you received. Well, he comes back to that. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Jude knows something that he wants to share with you and me. It is not over until the last song is sung, until we get to the doxology, until we get a chance to sing a song about Jesus, the song of triumph, the song that praises Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. My friends, do not be discouraged. Keep on serving God with all your heart. Keep living for Jesus despite what you see and hear going on with some preachers and pastors and church members, because if you keep serving God in spirit and in truth, you will one day truly be part of that great triumphant band of Christians. Get familiar with the last song that the church will sing, says our brother Jude. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.